Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales electos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Win the ticket or visit odyssey.com.
Here we go. Oh, boy.
His eyes were the devil's eyes. Pure evil. I shot him 6 times. I shot him 6 times.
Dr. Loomis. You'd think he'd learn, but he never really learned. Well, Michael Myers was badass.
This is so in your wheelhouse, isn't it? I think this is like peak Gator. Dr. Loomis, was he the same guy that was the president in Escape from New York?
Yes. Yeah. At the end of it, Duke of New York, hey, number one.
Right.
Machine gun at him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Donald Pleasance.
And Herb Brooks was trying to get him out.
Yes, Kurt Russell, Snake Plissken. Yeah.
Who also played Herb Brooks in the movie Miracle.
Yeah.
The old U.S. Olympic hockey coach.
Yeah. Isaac Hayes, he was the Duke of New York.
Bad MF-er.
Remember the car?
Yeah. Well, the movie
Escape from New York, the car, the island of Manhattan in the movie Escape from New York is basically been closed down, and they just leave criminals in the island of Manhattan. They build up walls around it, so it's like that's the prison.
Sorry, King, this devolved into old guy radio real quick, didn't it?
But the car was sweet because it was like this giant ass Cadillac.
He will not be denied.
People. I will not be, because this was awesome. They had like mini chandeliers over the headlights. It was sweet.
Later we'll be recapping Warriors. So, anyway, Halloween.
I'm out to play.
Is this? I wonder in your neighborhood, and I'm not talking about yours. Oh, maybe I am. Okay, in your neighborhood, how much has this evolved into an adult holiday?
It's not uncommon at all to see them posted up with those soccer fold-out chairs in the garage.
Yep.
A cooler. Couple of their buddies, couple of the other parents, and just sitting around going, yeah, whatever in the bucket to the kids that
the
come
kids.
Up. Yeah,
what the about the adults? Just, so do the adults get into the cooler? Like,
yeah, well, there's the cooler right next to them. And yeah. It ain't got juice boxes in there.
Maybe not tonight. It's a little cold, unless you get the heater.
No, but it's Friday, Gator.
We're hard
to people. This is one of those, they're going to take advantage of it being on a Friday. Because on the Tuesday, the Halloween, eventually you got to get the kids back in bed, get them ready for school. Tonight's
Friday.
A free-for-all, man.
Yeah. I've seen some really cool decorations the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in my neighborhood, I'm like, this is so cool. I'm like tempted to do it in my house, but I won't because it's so close to what their house is. But there are these giant, like one third of a skeleton. So it's like starts at the sternum, and it has the some of the ribs, clavicle, skull, and then two arms, and you could position the arms how you want. So some people have them positioned as if they're getting out of the ground.
That's pretty cool.
They're awesome, and they're big. They're probably, I would guess, you know, like 8 feet by 6 feet by 8 feet or something like that.
Yeah.
They're big skeletons. They're really, really cool. And then you get the lighting when people really get into the lighting, which is fun. Halloween is just, it's a fun time.
You know how there's the like at Christmas, there's the new inflatable like giant Santas or reindeer. Oh, yeah. This is a Halloween version of what I saw. Somebody in our neighborhood has a two-story home. Plenty of people do, but in this particular, two-story home, one of the second floor windows, they have one of these inflatable things that looks like a dragon's tail coming out of the window and down onto the front yard. It's massive.
That's pretty cool.
But it looks like there's a dragon inside the house. And they have other little like arms coming out of the other windows. It's pretty cool.
That's really cool. I've seen a humongous spider on a roof, Doug, on top of a house. I love that. I agree with you, Gator. I love Halloween. You think Khaleesi's in that house, by the way, with the dragon?
Probably. That or the dragon's in trouble.
Right?
It's hiding.
Yeah. Doug, do you decorate your house now that the kids are older?
Not really. We do have some pumpkins that got decorated, and that's it. And it's not as extravagant as it was in the past. It's now a very lonely, sad, pathetic holiday for us. No, but you know, as far as the adult holiday, if your neighborhood, like your neighborhood, do you think people, if they have kids in your neighborhood, because there's a lot of space between the houses, right. Do you think they migrate to other neighborhoods? Is neighborhood migration a big thing for Halloween, where you go find that really hopping house close next to each other, people lean into it kind of neighborhood to trick or treat?
I think it can be. I think kids get together and they'll say, look, you know, at some point you kind of figure out, do the intel, who's got the best neighborhood, and they're like, oh, Tommy's got it best. All right, let's go
trick or treat at Tommy's place.
We're gonna go trick or treat at Tommy's. Okay, can you give me a ride to Tommy's? And that's what happens. You end up taking the a carload of kids over to Tommy's, and you know, they go at it. Get all those homes all together.
Let's get it right. Nobody goes to Tommy's neighborhood anymore. They go to Hunter's neighborhood or Braden's neighborhood.
Sorry, you're right.
Jackson's. They're like, which Jackson?
Yeah, exactly.
Jackson T.
Yeah.
Jackson with an X. Yeah. Jackson
people don't name their kids Tommy anymore. Kang, what about your neighborhood?
Doug or Scott anymore.
No, there's no, I mean, anybody
I don't
know
it? Scott's. I haven't heard of Scott in forever.
There's no Doug's under the age of 40. Kang, your neighborhood. Top shelf for trick-or-treating?
Yeah, really good. I mean, I live in a young neighborhood. A lot of kids. They're everywhere, so you got to be careful. If you're driving through, please be careful, people. A lot of kids out there dressed, you know, in dark colors. And it's going to be dark tonight. Unfortunately, I think the sun is going to go away pretty early today, right around. I think we'll start with some, you know, some light, but then by the time this thing ends, it's going
to
be dark.
Oh, yeah. It starts to get dark at
what, 6?
Before 7, yeah. Mm-hmm. And trick-or-treating is done at 8 o'clock typically, I think.
Yeah, so yeah, but my neighborhood's good, Doug, and there's going to be, unfortunately, we will not be passing out candy at our house because we're going to be walking around with the kids and some other friends, but we will see all the adults out there enjoying themselves. Even the empty nesters, Doug, like to pass out candy.
So,
and
will you be carrying a red cup?
No.
No. Okay.
You're just going to get straight from the bottle?
Yes. It's a Kirkland 2-gallon... No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Be sick.
My dad used to take out our old dog, McGee. We'd take McGee out, and my mom would dress McGee, put on like some kind of kerchief on her or whatever. My dad would follow us around as we're trick-or-treating, and periodically the parents would see my dad. And they're like, want a drink? And I'd be like, yeah.
I remember the first time I discovered this when you're walking around with the kids. I had no idea, and I walked up. And, hey, We got some cups here. You want something? And I'm like, oh, sure. And then say to the kids, hey, you want to keep going back to that other house?
Yeah.
That's cool. I hear it's cool if we go back again to that house. You know?
Yeah.
This is the only time year annually I can do it whenever I want. I'm an adult. I can make my own decisions. But I will say, I don't know if this is underrated. I don't think it gets nearly enough love. The Butterfinger.
Butterfinger's great.
Does it get nearly enough love?
I think it goes through some phases.
Do you?
I think it's one of those you forget about it, and then somebody brings it like, oh, Butterfingers, that's a solid candy bar.
Yeah.
I don't think it's particularly good for your dental work. it feels like it's pulling and tugging on anything that you bite into, but they are delicious. This is gonna surprise you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it doesn't. Maybe surprise Kang as well. About it's a little fun fact about me.
Yep.
I don't regret not having kids.
No.
At all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
But when it comes to Halloween, I do miss that part of being a kid and getting to experience that with a kid. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
To walk around. Yes, exactly. You know, from a safe distance so they don't think, like, Dad.
Right. Let's go to Jake on a cell. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Jake.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
What's up?
Colin, I live in Windsor, so... I'm assuming all of Canada is going to have their doors shut by 7:30 p.m.
Oh, you're right.
Well, what time is the game start?
I think it's an 8 o'clock start.
So, yeah, I think most, at least here in the States, Halloween is usually done at 8 o'clock. I think that's the cutoff time. So, and they're not going to have the first pitch right at 8 o'clock anyway. So, I think you can get the full trick-or-treating in.
Imagine the city of Toronto, though. Imagine how many doors and lights are going to be off there.
It's fair.
But, my kids aren't going to be very happy, I'll tell you that, because 7 o'clock is my cutoff time. Got to go home, get ready for the game, crack a brew. Go Jays.
Lean into
How
it,
far
Jake.
Away are your kids trick-or-treating from your house?
Well, we walk about 20 minutes to the next subdivision over. We about an hour, hour and a half, depending on how tired they get. It's the first year I'm letting my 11-year-old go out by herself, so that'll be interesting.
Oh, boy.
Well, Jake, a few questions then. Is it Molson? Is it Labatt? Is it Moosehead?
So I called a while ago with the whole Modelo thing and with the tinfoil and all that. So I actually started getting into Modelo because of you guys.
Really?
So I think I'm going to go with that tonight.
Okay, cool.
The Especial, or are you going to go with the Dark?
The dark,
okay.
For sure.
Okay, so you snacks, are you doing all-dressed chips or ketchup?
Ooh, Canadian, it's got to be ketchup.
Okay, all right, gotcha. Well, enjoy, Jake.
You too, guys. Happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Thanks, Halloween Jake. To you. Ted in Ann Arbor, you're next. Hello, Ted.
Hi, guys, I'm curious. In the old days, my wife and I used to dress up and sit on the porch real still, and then the kids would come up and we'd scare them.
Yeah.
So the question is the scaring gone out of Halloween? Or is it supposed to be, you know, lights and little happy music and all that? What do you think?
I hope it hasn't been, because that was really one of the funnest parts of Halloween as a kid, was going up to the house and there was that anticipation. Like, is that scarecrow really there? You go to the houses that really went all out and it had like the music and the lights and stuff that you might have to walk through some cobwebs or whatever. Maybe somebody had a pet snake and they were sitting outside with it. It was that stuff's fun. That just makes Halloween so great. I hope parents are still doing that stuff.
Yeah, we think so too. I mean, we had music and the lights were out and we were sat there, you know, the scary music. It was just great. And part of me thinks if the little guys and girls want to get candy, they got to pay, you know, be scared.
You make them earn it.
Yeah,
huh?
You got to earn it.
I love it, Ted.
Don't just hold out, open the pillowcase or the bag or the lantern. You got to say trick or treat.
Yeah, that's it's a necessity. Right?
I mean, you have to. You can't. I mean, I'll stand there, I'll hold the candy above. Like, what's that? Anything? Oh, yes.
People have been asking for this for 5 years, and they got it. The question is, can we make it stick around? I'll explain today at 12:18. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.